Hey, Darren,
What's up? What's up?
did you see Kamala's latest speech?
No, I just saw somebody talking about it. Why? What happened?
Hold up, I got it for you. I got it for you.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this.
Welcome, everybody, to the most serious news show in the Centennial State.
Hold on, What? Me. In case you didn't know, this is the Colorado show. So don't be a hoe.
As I was saying, it's the most serious news show in the Colorado state and state of Colorado, Centennial State, whatever the line is. But we've got so Darren and I had a long, hard week of attempting to teach Kennedy about how to use Twitter spaces.
You can't say long, hard in a man in here. Stop it. Don't do that.
So it wasn't a long, hard week for
pause,
you.
Pause. Don't say
What's up?
It's Camera Car Karen in the house.
Camera Car Karen in the house.
What's up, everyone?
What is going on?
Hey, turn your camera horizontal if you can.
Oh, that's right.
All right, so we started with the overlay of Hillary on Kamala video because
whoever's
Hillary
responsible for that. That is nasty work.
So that is the incredible L, some bitch I know on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. She's fantastic at some bitch I know. Everybody should be following her, but she did that, and it was dope. Today, Trump is in Madison Square Garden. And I don't know if everybody saw this. The audio isn't super awesome on this, but just have a listen.
Thing that you'll see next week, Caitlin, is Trump actually reenacting the Madison Square Garden rally in 1939. I write about this in my book. President Franklin Roosevelt was appalled that neo-Nazis, fascists in America were lining up to essentially pledge their support for the kind of government that they were seeing in Germany. So I don't think we can ignore it. Now, it may be a leap for some people, and a lot of others may think, I don't want to go there. I don't want to say that. But please open your eyes to the danger that this man poses to our country.
Hillary Clinton, I just got a message for you.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hold on. Did you,
Karen, you're on mute.
Did you hear that?
Uh-oh.
Could you actually hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, my sound effects. Are they not working?
I heard Hillary, you're so dumb.
Okay.
I didn't think it was strong enough language, to be honest.
Oh, okay. I got another one then. If we got to get worse. Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Or better.
Fuck you.
Also, yes. All right. I don't know where Karen went, but we'll bring her back when she gets in here. Okay, so Madison Square Garden rally.
There's a portal in her car.
every week. Madison Square Garden, we're reenacting the 1939 support for the Nazis. Do you want to see what that looks like today?
Yeah, let's see fascism at play.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that's crazy.
So many Nazis. Hillary is literally shaking right now. They're all real people. And you know what? Those people did not pay to be there. And they weren't paid to be there. They show up because they want.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
So many Nazis. Still going. What are you saying, Karen? Yeah. So there's loads of Nazis today.
That's crazy. That's amazing.
Hey, we gotta get you.
Disavow. Hard disavow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Karen, you gotta refresh because you've got a really bad delay on your audio. So just do a refresh on the thing, and we'll bring you back in.
Yeah, the top of the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta get her some of that.
I don't even know. All right, live look inside. Well, lie. It's like 25 minutes ago. Look inside Madison Square Garden. I'm so jealous. Damn. I love a Trump rally.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. But here's my thing. So I did a deep dive into this pre-rally. You know, I was watching, like, looking at George Conway's account, Brooklyn Dad Crackhead.
Doesn't he live in Florida now?
Yes, Brooklyn, he does. Dad, he lives in Florida now, which is wild. Oh, he's blocking me too. I just noticed that. Wow.
Okay. Oh, well done, you.
Yeah, I got blocked by him. I've got blocked by Plies. I've gotten blocked by Republicans against Trump. I've gotten blocked by a whole bunch. I think Keith Olbermann's next. He's probably gonna block me next.
But he is not okay. That guy is having a severe crisis.
But here's the funny thing. He's like, Mark Cuban is starting to look like him.
No, Mark Cuban looks like Rachel Maddow and Rosie O'Donnell had a baby.
Mark Cuban is starting to look like...
Which is not biologically possible.
Well, how about this? Yeah. It's starting to look like Olbermann, O'Donnell, and Maddow. So how did that night go?
All right. We're going to try this again. Let's see how we do. Hey, how we doing?
How you doing?
Yes. Look, can your you mouth matches better? Your words.
Very good. Okay. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, all good. All right. So we are going, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. We've got migrants.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I forgot. Go ahead. I forgot what I was going to say about the, I forgot to get to
was
that.
It Bill Clinton?
No, it was about George Conway and Brooklyn Crack.
In 1992.
Well, that too. Yeah, Bill Clinton was at Madison Square Garden.
Reenacting 1939.
Yeah. At the DNC. So I don't understand like where Hillary was going with that. But
remember the good old days when the DNC could fill Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, yeah. Like I don't think they're bleeding out like their demographic, their key demographics like at a rapid rate. Crazy.
How are they paying all these people? I mean, I know she's taken in from
like $1 billion. She had like $1 billion. And had Beyonce show up, and Beyonce didn't even wiggle a butt cheek. I was like,
we're gonna talk about that. Don't jump ahead. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about some Colorado stuff and pretty incredible stuff. So over the weekend, yesterday, Dani Jarinski, the Aurora City Councilwoman who has blown the whistle on migrants in Aurora, fully been gaslit. the governor, the mayor of Aurora, the mayor of Denver, all of the local news said it was a figment of her imagination. Actually, they said a feature of her imagination, which is not the appropriate way to say that. It's a figment of her imagination, but you know, they're retarded. So they attacked her roundly and basically gaslit all of the people of Colorado to say that this migrant problem isn't happening. Yesterday, she went to town and put up, give me a sec to pull this in. She was just posting video after video of encounters that she's had with migrants. I'm going to pull in and read her tweet here, and then we'll play this video. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about on this story. So to read this first, who was leasing the apartments? The actual staff was beaten, held at gunpoint, and run off in November of 2023. Who were these people paying? This is extortion. This woman gave all of the information for the Zelle account she was paying rent to. Will there be an investigation? Aurora PD leadership also made clear is that Tren de Aragua is paying people off. How big is this criminal organization, and what exactly is the size of their footprint in Colorado? Governor of Colorado, I asked for you to meet with me, but as we all know, you just called the cops on me. It's a fact. He did.
What?
The people of Colorado and certainly Aurora deserves answers. You're not protecting any of the people whom you've welcomed here. Mayor Mike Johnson, maybe you'd like to start chiming in since you potentially funneled the money into the NGOs that placed all these people in Aurora to begin with. Rep Jason Crow, would you like an opportunity to meet with these folks? Seem you may have missed several in the meeting you had with the migrants to understand what they're experiencing. So let's
Yo, this is some wild shit. Like, who the mm-hmm. like, what planet are we on? I ask this every week, but nobody can seem to answer that.
Camirado is the name of the here we go.
Oh, bueno, ya no estoy pagando.
Ya no.
Ya no. El último, la última vez que pagué ya hace 15 días, el primero del mes. El mes pasado que fue la vez que yo vine. Fue la última vez que pagué. O sea, he pagado dos veces nada más porque aquí no tengo la oficina por dos meses.
Who told them to pay?
¿Quién fue el que les avisó que pagaron a esa cuenta?
Nosotros nos dijeron que llegamos preguntando y nos dijeron que estaban arrendando dos departamentos.
Sí.
Un departamento abajo, no debajo de este, sino el segundo, okay. La parte de abajo, y este. El de abajo es de una habitación, nosotros no podíamos porque somos varios, mis hijos y los bebés de mi hija, y mi persona, entonces estaba una señora abajo, llamada Zoraida.
There was a lady downstairs named Zoraida, ¿en el que le iban a rentar?
Era la que estaba rentando. Yo le entregué la primera vez el dinero cuando entré.
Yeah. Was that woman Venezuelan?
No, venezolana no es.
No,
no, porque hablaba en inglés y era.
She's not Venezuelan.
Era
She's an American.
She was like, you know, like conflicted, and that she spoke.
So what I'm thinking is that the Venezuelans have something.
They have people.
They're paying. Yeah, so share. Yeah, income.
Entonces, desde de esa vez que la miraron, ya no la volvieron a ver.
No la miré más. Después me dio, ella misma me entregó un papelito con un número de teléfono.
Sí,
ya ese iba a ser el depósito.
That's a crime right there, obviously, extortion, embezzlement. Obviously, the bank accounts have to require one of two things, Social Security or the ITIN numbers, you know, right. The income tax.
¿Y quién más la conoce de aquí?
How did she pay on her phone?
Hasta,
¿usted no se asocia con nadie aquí?
Yo no me asocio con nadie acá. Lo que sí sé, y me enteré por unas reuniones que hicieron abajo,
that she understood and she found this out because of the organization that comes in.
Yes.
That no one pays rent.
Yo, that's nuts. That is nuts. So hold on. So let me get this straight. So there's some lady that works for the
white lady.
White lady that works for the Venezuelans, and she's the one collecting rent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's some gangster shit.
Well, she said
bro.
She like, never saw her again. She never saw her again. She gave her a Zelle account information to send, which is a phone number, right? You send Zelle through a phone number. Yeah, so she gave her a phone number to pay rent through a bank account to. And then she never saw that lady again. And then at the end of that, she's like, and then I found out nobody here is paying rent.
Holy shit. So that lady just went there and hit a lick. And just
that's
left.
Sounds like.
Yo, that's freaking nuts.
What are the chances? I've been thinking about this the last few days since Danielle has just lit this story on fire. She said she was, and she has brought the receipts. I wonder if she, when President Trump came here for his rally, I wonder if he talked to her about kind of working, because she's, you know, there for a hot minute, she was kind of like pulling back. But this was months and months ago, because they were intimidating her. When I talked to her, we were like, well, you know, I'm still gonna, you know, I'm still in contact with these people, but we'll see what happens. And that was way before this rally. Now, when President Trump shows up here, she has got gangster. She has changed the name of the game. She is naming names. She's calling them out constantly. They never respond. What do you think? What are the chances that President Trump is like, you know what? We might need you over here. You know what I'm saying? Because strength in numbers and strength behind strength. So maybe she has been given incentive to say, you know, it's totally, go ahead, whatever you got, release the Kraken. And she has. This is not just a transnational gang. This is a damn transnational mercenary group. Have somebody break into your damn country and take over property with no paying, no credit applications, no credit scores, no qualifying. Just, yeah, we live here
but,
now.
But Karen, what you're forgetting is that it's for the greater good.
Right. The answer to how is this going to happen is the NGOs, and the NGOs are working. They're basically being subcontracted by the government. I do think, you know, it's incredibly, I don't know, rewarding to see Danny Jarinski start to get support beyond just, you know, the those of us who have been telling this story since the beginning. We now have the Border Patrol openly, you know, union anyway, openly speaking about it. She's got a good team down there. But Karen, you're getting way too mad way too early, because it gets way worse.
And yeah, we're only 17 minutes in. You got a whole day.
You need to dial it back a bit, because this next one is really going to piss people off. Here we go.
Ask them if they know any sex trafficking.
Bueno, la señora, eso pasa en ese edificio. Por eso yo los podía grabar de ahí, de la esquina. Por eso pusimos las donas, para que ellos nos puedan ver para acá adentro, cuando nosotros estamos ahí mirando lo que ahí metían las muchachas. Pero como ya llegó la luz, ya llegaron esta nueva compañía, ya hay seguridad, ya no lo están haciendo. Pero la señora que vive ahí en el 105 se fue también por las amenazas, porque ella también hablaba mucho de la policía, porque las mujeres gritaban demasiado.
The women scream too much all night long.
En el 103,
103,
en el 304 que está aquí en la esquina, y en el 202.
Ya, bueno, ¿cuándo fue la última vez que sucedió?
Eso, la última vez, creo que fue unos días antes de que ellos llegaran, creo que ellos llegaron hace como tres semanas. ¿Cuánto fue la próxima?
About 3 weeks ago.
Was last time? Are any of those girls here? Do they see those girls?
No.
They bring them from somewhere else?
Yeah. Llevan el carro allí enfrente y las metían a la puerta hasta arrastrando las mujeres. Entonces la señora dijo, es que hablaba la policía y dicen que no tienen oficiales. Y yo también hablaba.
Tried to call the police. They have no officers. Police did not show up. We were both calling. They didn't show up.
Porque a veces la policía dice que a lo mejor es un pleito doméstico. Pero yo le decía, no, es que las metieron a la puerta. Y no.
I got to pause on that point, that last point. So the police said, oh, this is domestic violence. We can't do anything about this. And this lady is like, no, wait a second. They just brought all these people in here. They don't live here. They're in here and they're being abused. And cops are like, oh, domestic.
But even if it is domestic, why is it okay to just be like, oh, we ain't going to do nothing about it today?
Communism.
Right. Okay. So you know what? You got that right.
He's on fire.
Okay. Now let's see here. A government racket. Well, a money racket and a government racket. That's a
public-private partnership. There's really no difference. Yeah. You've got the complete merging of public and private, of corporate and governmental interest. It's quite literally fascism. But the people doing it are pointing the finger at everyone, calling it out and calling us fascist. Because communism. All right, let's finish this one.
Can somebody look? Some of these terms have been watered down so ridiculously and overused, like racism, fascist, yeah. Nazi. It's almost to the point where you don't know what these things even mean anymore, because it's like that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I use them all pretty interchangeably, because what we're looking at is novel authoritarianism that's enabled by technology and weaponized empathy. It's rainbow flavored if it needs to be. It's climate oriented if it needs to be. And you know, like you said, race and social justice when it needs to be. But at its core, it's novel authoritarianism enabled by technology and weaponized empathy.
But you know what else is also enabled by the Civil Rights Act? Because what happened is, with the Civil Rights Act, like it wasn't just for, you know, Black people. I know it fell under LBJ's, you know, Great Society initiative and all that. But my thing is, now this is being used as a tool to advance other bullshit.
Mm,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that'd be like, they'd be like, oh, well, so-and-so, you know, did this, that, and the third. We all know, like, just as human beings, that it's wrong. But they're like, well, we can't do anything about it because it violates their civil rights. Motherfucker, yeah. What?
LBJ, the great civil rights
hero. You know.
Getting mental.
Crazy.
Did they think that these were other migrant women? Or were these American women?
Mediana ayuda en español.
Pero no sabían ustedes de qué nacionalidad serían.
No, porque las traían como muy tapadas y no se les podía ver bien nada.
Bring them in covered. We couldn't hear them. We couldn't see them well. We just heard them screaming.
Kind of bring them in, kind of covered up, but they don't know.
So like a hood, like a freaking.
She didn't say. Yeah.
Yeah, this is nuts. This is nuts. Yeah. We're like, you would just sit back and be like, hey, where the hell are we?
Because it's Aurora, the ghetto part of Aurora. If President Trump, if one of the children in the illegal alien detention centers caught a damn cold.
Oh, it was World War III, yeah.
24/7 news coverage.
It was a full-on blitz, yep.
Mm-hmm.
But they can lose over 400,000 children through my former federal agency. Nobody says anything. It's because it's not Cherry Creek or Centennial or Lafayette or Boulder. If it was there, you best believe the National Guard would have been squishy, would have called the National Guard in. But because it's Aurora, nobody cares. You know, it's, well, Harris' fault. Nobody gives a shit. These white liberals, I am so sick of seeing the Harris' fault signs. It's always...
Hold on. How many do you see? How often do you see them?
They're, you know, I see a lot of them, honestly. And it's Applewood, Lakewood, Littleton. Like Northern Littleton,
Hold on. There's shooting in Littleton.
Oh, I'm sure there was many.
There's.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, like a famous one. Was that?
Columbine.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Gotcha. But it's nobody cares because it's Aurora. Danielle Jurinski is sounding the alarm. This is alarming. Foreign illegal aliens released from prisons have taken over property. Nobody cares because it's not Applewood, because it's not somebody's $800,000 home that they're trying to sell in this shitty market. Nobody cares because it's ghetto. It's really despicable. It's honestly despicable. Mm-hmm. They should all be ashamed,
well,
but they're
here's,
not.
Here's the thing. I look at it like this. So you mean to tell me you left bad conditions in Venezuela to come here to more bad conditions and just to do the same shit you doing back in Venezuela?
Well, to be fair, I think bad conditions here are probably way better.
That's
than
probably like Buckingham Palace over here. Yeah.
I mean, that's
you the come here to do the same thing you was doing back home. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what's the point?
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I don't get it. This is like you want a new beginning, but let's just go back.
Yeah, all those military aged male gang members that just got out of prison came here because they wanted a new beginning.
Right.
Better life. That's the phrase we always hear. They want a better life.
If you believe that, you're retarded. Just FYI. All right. So let's move to
there's a whole lot of retards then. That's
it's fact. This is again from Danny Jurinski. If you look here, though, on 8/22, August 22nd, 2024, an officer sends an email to a bunch of officers whom he believes is impacted by the issue. That's a quote. This includes division chiefs and a whole lot of command staff. He claims that what he does know is, quote, that many people in this agency have been denying the existence of TDA and saying the whole thing is blown out of proportion. As you remember, patrol has at this point been told they can't respond without a few buddies and armored vehicles. He goes on in the email to explain how within the department, some seem to be actively working on the TDA problem and some are not working together. Now in this email, he says, this is Jeffrey Longnecker, auroragov.org, to a whole bunch of Aurora Gov employees. It says, the subject line is Venezuelan issues. I have attached everyone that I believe is impacted by this issue and the ongoing battle between different task forces, units, and supervisors. Not the ongoing battle between law enforcement and the migrant problem, the gang problem, the violence problem, but the ongoing battle between law enforcement entities for jurisdiction. For the last several months, I have attended the Thursday meeting and watched Grit and GVST go at each other over whether we have a Venezuelan gang problem. I've been crossing my fingers, hoping that MCU would not get roped into this mess, but that ship has sailed. I spoke with Bree Monson from HSI, and her take is that her task force has been cut out of all communication and investigations with Raven. She indicated that she wants to be involved. I don't know what the truth is, and it doesn't concern me, except that it is annoying when the detectives and I have to call all these different people to get different things accomplished. What I do know is that many people in this agency have been denying the existence of TDA, saying the whole thing is blown out of proportion, while at the same time, patrol won't respond to these locations without an armored vehicle. The narrative is clearly debunked after this murder. I would be happy to go over this with anyone that still denies this is a major problem. I am being told that different people have different CIs into this organization, but I don't know who these people are. I don't know if the information being provided by the CIs is getting disseminated amongst the involved units. As far as I can tell, there is an HSI, FBI task force, Raven, Grit, GVST, the gang unit, and three detective APD Venezuela task force, all doing lots or little with this issue, and nobody seems to be able to work with each other. My only interest in these politics is whether it assists or hinders my detective's investigation and the future investigations that are sure to come. That being said, we will seek input from anybody that has information that will help our investigation. It would be great if everybody was on the same page. As soon as group kills an innocent person, all hell is going to break loose, and I would hate for all of us to be exposed for not sharing information with each other and or not being able to show that we have dedicated proactive units and investigative units directly impacting this problem. Thank you, Sergeant Jeff Longnecker, Major Crime Homicide Unit, Aurora Police Department. And again, that was August 22nd, 2024.
Wow.
But it's not really a problem. It's overblown and a feature of your imagination.
Yeah, like it was funny. Martha, I guess they all got the same talking points around the same around the same little window because Martha, remember Martha, what's her name? She was like, it's only a couple apartment complex. Yeah.
It's a handful. Colorado Girl 66, the Colorado show should get a hold of Representative Scott Bottoms on child trafficking. The video you're referring to that's making the rounds. Yeah, we had him on the show when he made that video back in the legislative session when that happened. He was on the show. You can check the archives for that episode, but we will definitely have Representative Bottoms on the show again. He's a good friend of the show. And an excellent patriot and an excellent legislator and an excellent pastor. So yeah, we're big fans.
Yeah, let's give him a Don DeMarco.
Don DeMarco. Marco,
DeMarco. All righty. Okay. So they've known for at least since August of this year, but communications show that they've known actually that this is a problem going back into last year. We've got a couple more.
Sounds like the HOA I live in,
the law enforcement not being able to get on the same page.
Shocking. Like, right? It's not getting on the same page. This is done on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This ain't it's not an accident. Like, oh, this is just a glitch in communication. Nah, fool.
All right. So it's not just the government entities that can't get on the same page and can't agree on what the problem is with the obvious migrant gang that's terrorizing both citizens and other migrants. But it's not just that. It's that we've been actively gaslit about it for months. This is Kyle Clark.
Ash, we shouldn't talk about this because it's not really happening. Duh.
Sure. City of Aurora says apartment complex is being condemned over longtime code violations and squalor, pushing back on viral claims by anonymous far-right accounts. It was an Aurora city councilwoman. By anonymous far-right accounts blaming takeover by a Venezuelan gang. So Kyle Clark, 9 News. The regime strokes 9 News as the model for journalism. Kyle Clark should moderate presidential debates because he's such a good journalist.
Do you guys know him?
Do I know him personally, or am I aware of his reporting?
Have you met him before?
I have not met Kyle Clark. I was about 5 feet away from him at the Trump rally, and yeah, I think my spirit kept me from getting close to those demons.
In your aura. But,
yeah. All right. Gotcha. So more on our mainstream coverage. We're gonna just do a quick share this tab instead. Do a quick round the horn. Aurora police gang members have not taken over troubled apartment complex. Another headline. Same headline, different reporter. Police chief says Colorado apartment not being taken over by Venezuelan gang despite viral claims. This is September 3rd. So we know from those communications in August that they absolutely knew. They absolutely knew.
That's crazy.
So where are we now? This just in, Chris Vanderveen from 9 News. Justin, documents obtained by 9 News Investigates indicate Aurora police had told owners of infamous Fitzsimmons apartments that building was earning a badge of honor with criminals in October of 2023. Claims of gang extortion present in October of 2023.
Oh, my goodness.
Mind you that you don't. Where'd she go? Where the hell did you go?
Oh, I'm right here. Sorry.
I will remind you all that you don't hate the legacy media enough. They have gaslit 4 months that there isn't a migrant gang problem, that that's just something that people are saying. It's a feature of their imaginations and you know, nothing to see here. And now they're like, oh, we're super serious journalists. And we're going to tell you that actually they were, though, being taken over by gangs. But we don't know if it was Tren de Aragua or if it was the Bloods and the Crips.
There ain't no Bloods and Crips. That was the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. They're old. They're dead. This is bullshit. This why I, okay. All right. I got to get my blood pressure down.
Hold on.
It's happening. I've walked the streets of Aurora. This is happening. I've talked to people. This is happening. I held a town hall. This is happening. The people tell me they hear gunshots every single night. They're just waiting for the gunshot to penetrate their window in their old folks' home. They are scared. It's happening. This is a foreign national gang. God damn. Okay.
Give it up for Karen, everybody.
But we don't.
What if it was Karen? What if it was your neighborhood?
Karen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The authoritative sources at Nine News, including Mayor Mike Johnston here, they disagree with you.
Hold on, here we go.
It's very small. The threat from TDA in Denver, it's smaller than many other organized criminal networks that might have been here for decades, the ones you know, like the Bloods or the Crips or others. And so we're monitoring it closely. We're going to make sure they don't get a foothold. Where we know we can intervene, we can. But Mayor Coffin's really right. The risk on this is the folks most likely to be taken advantage of and abused by this are other newcomers, our Venezuelans.
Stop calling them newcomers, man. Like, what are we talking about?
So here? It's totally fine because they're just abusing other migrants. Yeah, let them be criming because they're not hurting you. They're just hurting other migrants.
Let the crime just crime. Let the criminalities crime more.
Absolute scumbags.
I'd be happy to jump on. Okay.
Hey, drop your comments in here and we'll pull them in if they're relevant to the conversation.
Liars and liars, cheats, and crooks. By five times. Yeah.
Facts. So we're being gaslit. We know that the migrant problem has been around since at least October of 2023. They're now trying to say, hey, there is a gang problem, but it's not that migrant gang that we have all those videos and of their victims and personal stories and documented police records going back months where they actually knew about this problem, couldn't get their shit together and work together. So instead gaslit the public that it wasn't happening. I'm going to make this point, and I feel very strongly about this. They weren't just gaslighting you for a political narrative. They were gaslighting you about your safety. No. Having criminals in 100%. Your community puts you and your family, your children, your business, your home, your property, your life at risk. And rather than tell you about it and help you prepare for it, they gaslit you and they told you it wasn't happening. And people have been victimized by these gang members. They have been harmed. The manager of the apartment building was beaten to
yeah,
a pulp.
He was bla- yeah, they, what? Yep. That was crazy.
And they just lied to you about it. So don't fucking tell me that Kyle Clark and Nine News are the model of journalism when they are actively covering for the government and putting communities at risk.
Hey.
That's my language.
And you get one of these too.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors of this incredible show, and then we will be back to talk about how Jenna Griswold is also gaslighting people about the upcoming
election. You talking about Willy Wonka? Willy Wonka Blueberry?
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
This is a special report. Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
Psst. Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
And we're back.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, now we've all had a chance to calm down. I'm ready to take you guys right back up.
Camera Karen.
So earlier this week, Jenna Griswold went viral and national again because she came out and did a press conference that fake votes will be counted in the election.
It's Jenna Griswold.
Hey. It's a great theme song for her. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. So I don't want to spend too much time on this because I do want to give us enough time to talk about Beyonce. The story here is at least a dozen mail-in ballots in Mesa County were stolen, completed, mailed in, went through signature verification, and at least three of them went through signature verification, were open, separated from the ballots, from the envelopes rather, and they will count. And that means the system is working.
Mm.
Make it make sense.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's right. So we've got, I really wanted to zoom into her face there because she just looks like she's a struggle bus. But I also want to make sure that people in Colorado. What happened?
Did you call her?
Struggle bus. And look at the face. Is there, Karen, back me up here. Is there a better name for it?
Oh, shit.
Communist struggle bus.
That's, I like that. I'm stealing that.
This is a good song. Oh, shit. You can see the bus kind of like chugging down the road.
I know, right?
Right? Oh,
the
short bus. That's all small and compact.
All right. So I want to make sure everybody knows Jenna, right? She's those eyes have seen a lot of love, but they've never seen another one like they have from you. Something like that. Anyway, I want to talk about the guy standing next to her, because it's really important that people in Colorado know who this homie right here is, that is standing next to Jonestown Jenna. That is Matt Crane. So Matt Crane is the head of the Colorado County Clerk Association. He's the executive director. He is the escalation point for all election systems related questions, concerns that clerks have. If you go to your clerk in Colorado and you're like, hey, I think the machines might be connected to the internet, and they're like, no, that can't happen. The reason they say that can't happen is because Matt Crane, he's the one that tells them that. He is their subject matter expert. He's also in bed with lobbyists. So he actually is kind of a lobbyist, but 5280 Strategies led the effort to bring about Senate Bill 22153, which changed the dynamic between clerks and the Secretary of State, removing statutory authorities from the clerks and giving them to the state in the wake of the Tina Peters saga. Matt Crane was actively working on that strategy, also giving talking points, not just to the clerks in that instance, to the General Assembly members. And he's sent multiple emails to them with talking points, debunking things like the machines can connect to the internet. Spoiler alert, they can. And we know that they can. What is happening, Karen? They know that they can because I love the balloons. It's a happy day when we're talking about Matt Crane.
Karen's on mute.
Very on
did
Crane.
I do that?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. How did I do the balloons?
I don't know how you did it, but it was cool. You also had a thought bubble out of your head the other few minutes.
How did I do that? That is so cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, do it again. Do it one more time.
Oh, I don't know how I did that. I didn't do anything.
Oh.
That is so cool though.
All right. So important. Matt Crane was not always a despicable extra-governmental influence. He used to be a Arapahoe County clerk. He was the county clerk in Arapahoe, appointed county clerk in Arapahoe. And we know that he also was the poster boy for global bubble voting. And by poster boy, I mean his face is on the poster. Voters don't need to print anything out, pay for postage, or make an extra trip. They can sign and submit right from their smartphone. Global Mobile's signature cure tool gives Arapahoe County voters more modern and convenient options to cure their signature issues and ensure their ballot counts. Also, his wife works for Dominion. So
There it is.
Well, it's not just there. It's there, and it's also in the Global Mobile endorsement poster boy stuff, and it's also in the 5280 strategies lobbying, and it's also in the being the subject matter expert as the head of the County Clerks Association, and he's always standing next to Jenna.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. Oh, somebody said Jenna.
Hey. School bus Griswold.
Oh, serious show in the Centennial State. Yeah. So again, we're not going to belabor it because we, you know, it's definitely more important that we talk about Beyonce than we talk about Jenna and Matt. But Jenna and Matt coming out telling you, hey guys, it's totally just three. Don't ask us how we know it's only three, because there's absolutely no way we can actually confirm that for you. But it's totally just three ballots. Fake ballots are going to count. Three voters had their identities usurped, and those fake ballots will count. So those voters, their votes are already diluted, potentially wiped out. I mean, they might have voted for the same person, but the integrity of the system is very much in question. And what did they say? Well, that means it's working.
Yeah, you got to be shitting me.
And then people like Nine News came out and said, this means it's working. Because they're just government
programs. Like, do you ever just want to, like, never mind.
Don't finish that statement. And also, the answer is yes.
I'm not.
Karen, any response? And Darren, while she's talking about Jenna Griswold, please very lowly play the Jenna Griswold music in the background, because that makes me happy.
Do it up. You ready? Hit it. Karen,
your response.
While Big Girl is biggin, is standing at the podium with Matt Crane, lying to the public, doopy doopy doo. Tina Peters is sitting in prison.
Yep.
She's primary force behind trying to take President Trump off the ballot. Doopy doopy doo. Yeah.
Oh, so you know what's funny about that, Karen? You brought up, and I didn't even mention this part of the story. This happened in Mesa County, right?
Yes,
so we heard during that trial that Tina Peters was this horrible problem in Mesa County, but Mesa County, super solid, right? They have all of the processes, all of the systems. They've got the people. It's Jenna Griswold's handpicked team. When they removed Tina Peters, they put in Jenna Griswold's handpicked team. She, you know, worked with the county commissioners to make that work. But that's what we got, was the regime's handpicked team for basically, I don't know, but
yo,
I love
you and these balloons. Like, is this your birthday?
I especially love that we don't know how it's happening. That's my
is this your birthday
part.
Or something.
So scandalous. We have the regime's take that off Karen's face. We have the regime's handpicked team running our gold standard election, and fake ballots, fake votes will count, but that means it's working. Because communism.
Got you.
Demachianism, yeah.
Demachianism.
Exactly
Embrace it. It's here.
So when it doesn't work, it doesn't. But when it doesn't work, it does?
No. No matter what happens, it means the system is working. So unless
Trump wins, then it's not working.
Oh, my God.
Then we got to change the whole system.
This is my fever dream, is that it doesn't actually matter what happens in Colorado. Trump wins the popular vote, and then the Colorado communists, according to their own decision making and the will of the voters in 2020, because they passed the Colorado they passed Colorado joining the National Popular Vote Compact in 2020, passed it. Trump wins the popular vote, and then they have to come to terms with the fact that were this in play at this time, they would have to give their electors to Trump.
Bingo.
You want to see Jenna Griswold's head explode? That's how we do it.
Hold on.
Everybody vote.
Hold on. Who?
All right.
Hey!
All right.
Dominion. It's Dominion.
This is a reminder to everybody to please hit the thumbs up button or the like button wherever you're watching us. We're streaming to a whole bunch of places. So wherever you're watching us, please smash that like button. Helps us out. We definitely appreciate it. And make sure that you're following Colorado Free Press, coloradofreepress.com, at Colo Free Press on X to get our stories and more reporting like the fake folks will be counted story. Yeah.
Oh, all right, you know what? Yeah. You talk know about what? Beyonce. Something else too. Before we go to Beyonce,
even when it's not working, it's working.
Yeah. Yeah. Inexplicable system failures means the system is working. Hashtag Jenna and Matt.
What did you call her? A school bus?
A struggle bus.
Struggle
bus. Well, I'm sorry. Okay, hang on. I gotta make my case. I'm making my case because I don't think it's that far off. If we can let's see if I can make her
what
face
does a struggle bear. Bus look like?
It, you wanna know? You wanna know?
Yeah.
All right, I got you. You wanna know what a struggle bus looks like?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna dream about this. I can tell. What is it?
Oh no, you already saw it. I just found a way to zoom in. This face.
That face right why? Here.
Oh my god. I saw one. She's got like big blue eyes, right?
Oh yeah. She's got her eyes have launched a thousand ships.
Like mean blue eyes and like a blue, like a purple, blue, purplish, bluish pantsuit.
Always like, with the pants.
She had her ankles. She had her ankles showing. I'm like, yo, one pivot, and it's over for them ankles. Like it's over.
Like, yeah, one- now I don't want to harp on her weight because one, you know, I've struggled with my weight. Two, she just had a baby, so let's not point out the fact that
well,
she's got baby weight because that
I'll
happens to every woman.
You
we can,
it,
however, point out the fact that she is a despicable communist.
She is a no, but see, communists don't get any mercy. they don't get a pass. You're talking about them all day. They're getting this work. Yeah. They're getting these jokes, okay?
And all of
sorry, just to be clear.
You are not, you, Ash looks amazing. Don't listen to her. That's bullshit.
All right, so just to be clear, I want to make sure everybody understands. Everybody understands. Over here, not a struggle bus. Over here, little bit struggle bus. Right here, struggle bus.
Okay, now that we got that mapped out. That's the horn that the struggle bus. That's the traffic horn for the struggle bus. There you go.
Very short.
All right, so let's switch over now.
Oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. Put your hands
hang
up.
Hang on, hang on. So
I got booed with Kamala when I went on stage.
NBC News, Beyonce expected to perform at Harris Rally in Houston. The pop star, who is from Houston, will appear as the vice president has welcomed other musicians like Bruce Springsteen. And it's important to note that when she has musicians, usually there's a concert, right? We saw the Megan Thee Stallion concert. Yeah. Bruce Springsteen played music. When she brings musicians, they usually play music. Now, we all know that she's doing this because she can't draw a crowd without bringing a musician.
Well, not in Texas.
Without a free concert.
Like in Texas, be for real. Like, I don't know what the hell she was expecting in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Watch live. Beyonce returns to hometown of Houston to perform at Kamala Harris rally. So we're just showing this because it's important that everybody realizes that people who went believed she was going to perform. It was right. the way that this was reported to the people was that she was going to perform. Here's what happened.
So you got. You got Kelly Rowland coming out there with her dressed like Beetlejuice. And
oh, that's so funny. So Darren can confirm on this. I had no idea who that was.
That's Kelly Rowland.
I know.
That's
you told me.
Yeah, that's
the one who told me that. But I thought it was a handler.
I did too. I didn't know right away it was telling.
Holy crap, they couldn't even get her on stage without having to dress someone to drag her.
Yeah, like just had like a right. dude. Like
right.
Yeah, no, you apparently it's someone that sang in
Destiny's I guess Jay-Z was like, I ain't walking out on that stage with her.
Right. And you're not allowed to upstage.
Like, I'm voting for Trump.
You know?
Yeah, that's terrible.
All right. That's so that's what they got. She spoke for 4 minutes.
Not even. Somebody timed it. They said it was like 3 minutes and 28 seconds.
Not even 4 minutes.
Not even.
What do you guys think is behind this? Because there's no universe in which the campaign thought this was a good idea. Let's report that Beyonce is going to sing and then bring her out for 3 minutes and 28 seconds and not sing.
I got you. Here we go.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
So I believe that the reason for this. Number one is we watched Beyonce get rolled out at with Hillary when it was crunch time, right? Same scenario, right?
Oh, so maybe you're saying she feels ways tired and that's why she didn't sing.
She came too far from where she's.
Nobody told me the road would be easy.
Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
Hot sauce in my purse.
They always roll Beyonce out when somebody's getting their ass kicked in the election.
Like Obama.
Hillary's situation was
female funny. Obama.
Yeah, Hillary's situation was interesting because even when now that I look back at it and I go back and look at old footage and all that and the Trump rallies and all that, and I'm thinking to myself like, I could see how she got her ass kicked because this dude's rallies were massive back then.
Yes,
you know what I mean. So yeah. I think they knew that they was going to lose.
Internal polling shows absolutely they know they're going to lose.
Yeah.
They know they're going to lose.
Think about the universe.
Trump is always the headliner. He doesn't need a headliner. The headliner.
Hold on, Karen. You saw when he came out to the Undertaker theme from WWE? Ooh,
you have that? But let's play that as an outro because that was so good.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was
hilarious.
All right, so she spoke for apparently 3 minutes and 28 seconds about abortion as a mother, right? I'm not here as a pop star. I am not here as a politician. I am here as a mother who wants to murder my children.
So you want your daughter to have the ability to murder your grandchildren? Good job. Good message there, dummy. Like, solid. See, this is the problem. This is the problem. And but hey, she's
dummy.
How are you doing all these freaking dummy? How are you doing all this stuff?
That is cool.
Did you see the thumb on her screen?
Did you figure out how to do it? Do you know how to do it now? Because I'm really curious.
I have no idea how this was being. I thought it was you guys.
No.
I'm not kidding.
No, I'm super jealous.
It's the damn ghost of John McCain, I swear.
Yeah, that's why. So she's the Beyonce has kept it really, really cute. She didn't really go in. She's like, oh, Donald Trump this and I was like, she did it in a very strategic way.
Yeah.
She talked about abortion and got her ass off stage. Now, my thing is, Kamala's got $1 billion at her disposal, right? I feel cheated.
This is my theory. We've been told that she has $1 billion, right?
Yeah, allegedly,
but
yeah.
Campaign finance is second only to foreign aid as money laundering operation. I think that all they could afford was 3 minutes and 28 seconds of Beyonce, and they couldn't afford a whole song. And I think that they probably couldn't afford it because they're laundering all the money.
Let's do some reporting here. Let's find out. Let's do some research here.
We have like 90 seconds left in the show, Darren.
Right, well, interim, I made a video about this. The Beehive is stinging. They are vengeful.
Beyonce gets $10 million per show.
Yeah. And I think they've run out of money quite to this point.
Yeah.
But
they got to draw mad. Down on the fascism claim, right? They got money to spend on that bullshit, you know?
Hey, fascism. Oh,
okay. So here we go. They said, Karen, if you have an iPhone, it is a camera feature, according to Zach.
Oh,
okay. Interesting.
It is.
Look at her. She's all giddy. She's like, it is.
Well, how do I
Kitty?
Do that?
Hey, check your Colorado show chat, or the group, our group chat. Yeah, there's your Undertaker.
I got you.
I want to do that, like balloons and gorillas.
Oh, and the phone.
Yeah, you got to use iPhone.
Am I on my phone right now? Darren, put it in the private chat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I put a video in the private chat?
A link
to
it.
It's not a link. It's just a video.
Oh, well, then you can pull it in. You can pull it in.
Oh, I can. I forgot. I have the power. All right.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, yeah, the campaign's a failure. That she refuses to go on Joe Rogan. She is scared shitless because she would have to actually talk for too long. But the Beyonce thing was a miserable failure. And her little beehive is very, very mad because they expected to get a free concert. Those tickets are like $1,200 a piece.
It was so haywire afterwards.
Chaos. Free Beyonce concert? Yeah, and she didn't perform. Like you said, Darren, not one ass cheek moved. That's a problem.
One cheek. I couldn't get one.
No cheeks. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
All right. Well, we are going to get out of here because that is the show that we have for you guys today. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in. Please make sure that you smash the like button wherever you are. And here comes Donald Trump Undertaker theme. Very moment. Draped in darkness. Dark MAGA hat. 10 days from the election.
I need one of those. Go. Anybody know where to get one of those? I need one.
I have one coming. I don't have one for you, though. Sorry.
That's a cold demonstration. Jeez.
Somebody else got it for me.
Jeez, that's rough. Anyway, there you go, guys.
We'll see you guys next time.